How are you?
This is the Charter Review Commission meeting for Wednesday, August 5th, 2026. You're rolling.
We're rolling. I call to order the Charter Review Commission meeting. Let's see the Pledge Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's do roll call. Bill Liblick is here. John Conway is here. George Rose is here. Paul Barnett is on Zoom. Maureen is on Zoom. Camille is here. And Ken Walter is present. And Kaylee is not here. So, you know, they still have her on the attendance. So Nadia, she's off. Was she notified?
As of tomorrow, there's a resolution.
Right. She was notified, though.
I'm not sure if Annie notified.
Okay, but right. So, as everyone knows, we're not meeting in September. We're going to be meeting the first Wednesday in October. And there should be two new Charter Review members that are going to be seated. They're on the agenda for tomorrow.
Mark McLuhan and Bill Chillis.
Yes.
Chillis.
Yes.
Bill Chillis?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill and Mark McLuhan.
Okay. He's mayor of Jeffersonville.
Mark, I don't know.
Mark McLuhan owns Never Seen General Store and Pennywise Realty and a lot of other stuff.
Okay.
Yep. So the meeting is October 7th. Is that the meeting?
Is that the first Thursday?
Yeah, because Wednesday or Thursday?
Wednesday, I'm sorry.
Right?
Yes. So what I think should happen is once they're appointed, I'd like them to maybe contact me and John also. I'd like them to review the charter, to ask questions, because what we've done since we've started, we read line by line the charter.
Right.
And I think that at the October meeting, we have to start getting to work here. Maybe have a I'd like to discuss, you know, in a few minutes, some guests and how we would like to proceed with the future few meetings that we're going to have. Also, what I do have, which we will eventually get into, is the issue of county executive. I have the information and the resolutions from Ulster County. So I have it, but it's not a document that we need right now to study. We also have some of the people who were instrumental in the legislation in Ulster County when they did this. When we had the last Charter Review Commission, that's when they really started with their county executive. They were a few years old. So they did it through the Charter Review Commission. They did it through recommendations that they put together on the change of form of government coming before a resolution that came before the legislature. But again, that's something that we're going to look at, and we will interview them and later on pros and cons. How I think that we should proceed is as we went through the charter, continue going through the charter, have discussion on items that we suggested that we would like to delve into further, and then decide when we get to, let's say, for instance, the county clerk, to have the discussion on the county clerk's office and invite the county clerk here. When we do it with the county manager in the form of government, have the county manager come before us, equally with the legislature, to ask them what they would like. Also, what I think it's important that we review, as we stated before, was the codes. We have equally things that were changed in the codes and how we want to proceed to have recommendations to the legislature. Yes, Ken?
I was reading the minutes, and I think some of the questions that were brought up would be covered if we read the code.
With what?
If we read the code.
Yes.
There was questions that were brought up, and I think they're already in the code to be answered without, you know.
No, I'm talking about what was changed. from the Charter Review Commission of 10 years ago to the legislature that was there prior to the one that Nadia was in.
Right.
Where you had chairs coming, where it said that the chair of the legislature could be a member of a committee, which wasn't previously.
Yeah, they changed the code drastically.
Right, so I think that's something that we have to review, because we have to remember that the legislative government that came in was a different, the legislators, a lot of new blood, they were not aware of some of the changes that were made, and some of the legislators forgot what the changes were. I mean, who did we have there? Nick, we had Nadia, we had Louie, and we had Nick, Nadia, Louie, and Terry. No, Terry was not there, Alan was there, Joey. So those are the, everyone else was new.
Right.
So I don't think that they were informed of changes that were made to the county code.
There is a red line copy around.
Yes, and I think we also have.
We haven't gotten it, right.
Yeah, we had the lawyer go through that, and we should have all received that email about 2 months ago. But we will, I think when we get to that, we will, I think that's, do you think that we should look at the codes before we get into the charter, or what do you feel?
Well, after reading the minutes, there's questions that people asked, and I thought if they read the code, then there would be answers to their questions.
Right, but that was the current code. I'm talking about to also review the code.
Well, that is what's in it. This is what it is.
No, I know that's the current code, but what I'm talking about, what the changes were.
Right. But one or the other, you got to read something before you go to the...
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think we should touch the code yet until we go through the charter. But, yes, all the explanation...
Joe?
Yes, Paul?
Can I just raise a question?
Sure.
I seem to recall, with respect to the county executive, it seems as though you're suggesting we need to do some work on that. And I seem to recall from our first meeting that it was discussed and I thought established that the Charter Review Commission of 10 years ago had made a recommendation that the legislator adopt a county executive. And the legislator had not yet taken it up, and Nadia had said, look, that's for us to do, and if we do it, then there'll be work for the Charter Commission to do. But in the absence of that, I didn't think there was anything that this Charter Review Commission needed to address with respect to the county legislator, because it's now in county executive, because it's now in the legislator's court.
No, that changed.
Did I misremember that?
Yeah, Nadia could answer that.
Hi, just for you guys to hear me. I believe the way that, and I'm not an expert, but the way that Ulster County approached it was they made the change in the charter to accept a form of county exec. They had a public hearing, they changed the charter, and then they put it up for resolution on the ballot. They put it up for resolution for the legislators, and then put it up on referendum. I believe that was their process. I have the individual's name that was instrumental in doing this in Ulster, so if you would like, I will send you the name. You guys can contact him, and he could be here at the next meeting.
So are you not putting it up to the legislature?
No, I don't believe that that's the way that Ulster did it.
Okay.
I think that there needs to be, and I'm not an attorney, but I believe that it needs to be a charter change first, like in the code, to accept a form of county exempt form of government, and then put it up on the ballot.
Well, we the last Charter Review Commission, we went through the process. We interviewed people, and that was part. We recommended that change in the charter,
but the change never happened.
That's correct. So therefore, we have to start from scratch.
Right.
Because we're a new commission, and this is a new legislature.
Right.
And there has to be public hearing on the legislative end.
Yes.
That once
right.
that change happens.
Correct.
There has to be public hearing, which I sent to you from Ulster County.
Correct.
And then we move forward by putting it on the ballot. This was a 2-year process.
Correct. Oh, yeah, it would be. But as what I'm trying to explain is it's something that we first have to investigate after we're done reviewing the charter. And after we done with the codes and interviewing the process, then we have to then have a clear-minded, I think once we understand, you know, a lot of us have our own opinions right now, and some don't, how government's working. and that's after our research. So I think the research will entail interviewing all of the members of the aspect of the government, county government, and then we have to have the discussion. And then we should decide how we're going to proceed, if we're going to make that formal recommendation and say how we believe it should be handled with also staggered terms. That was something that we spoke about the last charter review. So because we're a new charter commission, and because it's a new legislature, really, and we might be meeting after this legislature is, a new legislature comes into being in 2028. So we may still be ongoing.
I would just respectfully say that the last Charter Review Commission spent a lot of time coming up with two big initiatives.
Well, three.
Both of them have sat, and nothing has happened for 10 years. And there were opportunities for the legislator along the way to put it in the charter and then get it on the ballot, and they chose not to do it. For us to repeat all that work and not take up maybe other things that might be able to be done with the charter that would be more acceptable would
Paul, I think we have to take up those other things and recommend those other things if we find other things. But equally, we have to recommend if we feel that a form of county government should be changed. So, yeah, it's a process. The diabetic monitor telling me that it's over with.
Hold on. 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm not telling my sugar is high. Stress from that driver.
I can believe that.
Let me get back onto the Zoom here. There we are. Okay.
So what I was saying is that, yes, we have to do all of that. And then, because we're a different charter review commission, and because the legislature is different, we have to, again, decide if that's something that we want to take up and we feel that's a form of government. At the last Charter Review Commission, there were a lot of skeptics on the commission that didn't want it. After the full research, when we tackled the county executive, which was the last item we tackled, everyone was for it except Ken. So, you know, it's something that we'll have to take up again. Whether the legislature, no matter what we suggest here, any change of form of government or anything that we would like them implemented, which at the last meeting came up with some good ideas, it's still going to be ultimately up to the legislature to decide.
Correct.
But I don't know, you know, we're talking about 9 members, how many of them really have gone through the charter the way we did in the last few meetings? You know, I'll tell you, John is well-versed on the charter. He's well-versed on the history of Sullivan County because he's been a historian and is part of that and has been around for those 3 other charter review commissions, although not serving on them. Ken and I, we were on the other charter review commission.
Shouldn't we get a lawyer in here to tell us how the process works before we...
Well, no, that's how the... process works is our obligation right now is to go through the charter, to interview, to do our due diligence, to do the research.
Yeah, but we were lobbying under the assumption that we recommended to the legislature passed a resolution, and it went to a referendum. Now Nadia is saying that's not how it works.
No, I don't think that's what she said. She's telling you how they did something in Ulster.
They did it in Ulster. I'm assuming that's how they did it because I sent you that information. If you see their public hearing.
Yes. So what I'm saying is, can we clarify that before we start?
And that's why I'm going to pass along to you that he's retired already, but that individual that put that public hearing together and that resolution and the change in the in Ulster's charter, so that you understand the process that they took, which makes sense because if you have public hearings, you're now talking about the changes that you're seeing coming forward, right? Instead of just putting it on referendum, which was the the questionable part from a lot of the legislators, if you put on a referendum, the people in the public don't know what's going on.
Right.
They don't know what they're voting on.
No. That was our first question was, if there was going to be, when you were trying to, the last few months, to get something approved, how were there going to be meetings and hearings? We discussed that at the last Charter Review Commission.
There has to be an educational process.
Right. So if we have those forums, let's say, we have to find out. But I think even before we get to that phase, we have to first review the charter. And I think once we're done with the charter and on an interview process and we're starting to tackle the county executive issue, I think then we have to determine about the public hearings. And there's a county that I forget the county upstate. Louis knows the county that just went to county executive. I would also like to get some input, if we're going to do full research on it, is to get Orange County, to get people from Westchester County, Dutchess County to speak with us. Our former congressman, who's running for assembly now, Mark Molinaro, was the former county executive of Dutchess County. I'm sure he would come in here and discuss it with us.
Or via Zoom.
But, yeah.
Again,
well, that's the other thing that I want to talk about.
Yes.
Right?
I have Ulster's charter and code as well. I'll pass along to you.
Great.
You don't have to dig for it. If you want to just send or email everybody that information I sent you so they could look at it and review it. But I think that starting with the charter and changing the charter, if that's the will of this board, to move into a county executive arena, then that would go for public hearing, where people would have a chance to come in, listen, and voice their opinion.
But the question is, Nadia, the eight other legislators, when we get to that phase, going to allow us, are we going to run the public hearings, or is the legislature going to run the public hearings?
It would be the legislature.
Okay, so the legislature runs the public hearings.
Correct.
There has to be, I think before you get to public hearings, there has to be some panel discussion, whether we sponsor it or someone else does, with some people who are experts on a county executive form of government and people who are not who are experts on a legislative county government. There's some people that were arguing with me recently that in Ulster County, your marker here was no good, full of ink here. There are people arguing with me that Orange County had a lot of problems initially. And there was fighting between Democrats and Republicans when they went to that format, and it cost a lot of money. And there's also many different ways of doing it when it comes to county treasurer's office, keep it an elected official position, go to controller's office, how you're going to rework the government. Obviously, the county manager has a contract. If that position is eliminated, how would that come into bearing? Would he be hired by the county executive? Or would he be an administrator for the legislature? So there's different...
There's certainly many variables here.
So,
and the county executive also has their own attorney. The legislators have their attorney. So there are additional layers of cost, when you're moving into this direction. But that's the minutia that you're going to be talking about.
Right, absolutely.
Later, right?
I mean, first, I think we have to do our research.
Right.
This group may be against a county executive, and this group may be for a county executive, minus Ken. So maybe we'll convince Ken, and everyone else will be against it.
We have to ask these counties that changed, what motivated them to make the change?
What would what?
What motivated them to make the change?
Would motivate Ken?
No, the counties.
The county.
The change.
I think it's the legislature and the voters.
Yeah, well, let's ask them.
Yeah.
What was it before? What's the difference now that you changed?
A lot of people, the criticism is we need a board of supervisors again, and we have to go back to that form of government. And the fact of the matter is you cannot because of the weight voting. And you can't take a few town supervisors and give them the control over small municipalities. So we are inundated with with government, you know, that's what happens in county governments. We're just inundated with that form of government. But I think that it's something that we have to go into, and we're also going to have two new members who are going to be fresh. You know, we've been meeting since what, April, May,
okay.
and hopefully we'll move that along. But again, there has to be these two new people who has spoken to them. Are they willing to go through the educational process, and are they going to commit themselves to come to the meetings? That's our concern. Everyone in this room has been active participants, and that's what we want. The other thing I think that we have to touch on is Zoom. And again, Nadia, are you meeting tomorrow where we could go through this?
Yeah, we're going to meet tomorrow, and I'm going to ask the county attorneys again. I believe the hiccup and the stumbling block was this board is not really voting to make any changes. You are only recommending to the legislature.
Right.
So because of that, not that I'm an attorney, but both the attorney and I agree that Zoom should be allowed, because there shouldn't be any public comment. I'm on many boards where we do Zoom and there is no public comment, but the public can listen. They can view, they can listen, but there's no public comment. So we're going to further that discussion. But to go back to county exec.
Yes.
You speak more into the microphone.
As to why we would want to go in that direction.
No, when I asked why did the other counties make the change?
It's a natural progression. It's evolution.
Well, I got that, but we need to hear from them.
Right. We do need to hear from them. But in my opinion here, this is our next step.
I don't disagree.
And again, when I'm out at NYSAC meetings where there are county execs in comparison to the chairs, they are elevated.
Right.
You know, it's like a king walking into an arena. The chairs come in, it's like, oh, those are the chairs. So we need to elevate our status in this county. We need to move in that direction.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, let's get the information from the people that made the change, what was before, what happened afterward, what improved. You know, let's get there.
No, and there's many out there that would be willing to come here either by Zoom or in person to talk with you about that. And I think that's the right direction.
I mean, they came here at the last meeting. We had people from different counties, and also Steve Aquario from the New York State Association of Counties came. And everyone, you know, that we had interviewed liked and said that we should proceed.
Okay.
I didn't understand you meant other counties where they did it for a few reasons. They did it because financially, they did it because it's an accountability of government. When you have nine legislators, and like you have now, it's everyone is one vote. Nadia may be the chair of the legislature, but she's one of nine votes. And then there's gridlock. The gridlock between the 5-4 vote, or gridlock with personalities. When you have the form of a county executive, you have a check and balance. So the legislature, whether it be Ulster County, what they did in Ulster County was they dramatically reduced the size of their legislative body to because of the county executive.
Oh, wow.
So they increased the districts to save as cost-effective means. But there's a check and balances of the government. The legislature would still be here checking the county executive, but the people would have someone to look at, and experience or not, they vote the person in and they vote the person out, whether it be popular or not be popular. It's just like, I'll give you an example. The governor of the state of New York came here yesterday, and she specifically went to Hasidic communities and day camps. But Nadia is the chair of the legislature. No one in this legislative body was informed of it.
Really?
And it was like,
she's running for election.
It doesn't matter. She went for election. The town of Bethel was there because she went to one of the new Hasidic communities in Bethel, and they were invited. But were they invited from the governor's office or by the Hasidic community?
Well, the other thing is, Bill, that when there is the State of the State address,
absolutely, the
county execs get invited into the chambers.
Right.
Okay.
The chairs do not.
The chairs stay in another room.
Well, just, having me a political science major, obviously I have a strong philosophy on this. You should elect your leader, period.
Right.
That's my opinion.
that's always been my opinion as well, and for good or bad, of the government. And again, that's something that I think that we have to go into. So the Zoom aspect of it, hopefully we're going to get that resolved tomorrow at the meeting. I know all the legislators said they were at meetings said they were supportive of it, and it should be. We're not voting again on. There will be certain meetings that we're going to have when we make recommendations. There's nothing to do with county executive to come to the public to get their input of how they think the county clerk's office is operating, the treasurer's office is operating, the county is operating. How are the roads, county roads, how are they operating? So that's things that we want input from. So it's unfortunate that we're now getting two new members coming in. But that's, hopefully in October. So
we had new members join the last one as we were going through, so that's...
Yes, we did. But we didn't have in the beginning initially like that. Nadia had to leave because she was elected to the legislature. Brian left. JJ passed away, I think, and we did have that. It's a long process. So, getting back to today's meeting, where we left off at the last meeting, we completed the review of the charter.
Correct.
So, should we hold off now on going through the code? No, I'm sorry, the charter of what we wanted to discuss to the next meeting.
I would hold off until September.
October
on the charter and on the code, because we'll have the two new members. Everybody
right.
Would be fresh, and we won't have 60 days between to remember.
No, I fully agree. I just wanted to. So that's the thing with the Zoom and that. Again, with public comment, Nadia, if you would explain it to them tomorrow, if anyone brings this up, we are going to have the public comment at certain meetings once we want their input. So the type of meetings that we're having right now are not meetings. Anyone can come before us and to speak, because we always end the meeting with an item for public comment. Someone asked me the other day, are meetings filled with people? And I said, no, because it's boring what we're doing right now.
True.
We're basically going through the government. We're going through bylaws of an association, basically, and seeing how they run, if we want to make changes to that association in the bylaws and make recommendations to that. So we're not on any hotbed issues right now. If it were a hotbed issue, we would have people in here commenting when we spoke about that time about the sheriff's patrol being implemented in the charter. We had a lot of people come to that meeting, saying why they think it should be in the charter, which is, again, the major thing that we did, and also staggered terms. Apparently it was the legislature loved that recommendation. Yes, Ken.
On the revision of the charter, because the process, our charter is not very distinct on that. In fact, on page whatever, on C-105, it says revision and a board, and does not mention anything about the process. So right. That would be a legal opinion on that we need from the county attorney's office on the process.
On which process? The county executive process, or?
How the process of changing the charter.
We go to change the charter, we have to go to the legislature. We
no,
just give recommendation.
We make the recommendation.
Right.
The legislature has steps they can accept or deny.
Of course.
Okay.
Right.
But when they accept, what happens after that?
That's
we should understand it, though.
Yes. That's between the legislature and the county attorney on interpretation.
I believe
they make the proposals and there's public hearings.
Right, there's public hearings, but
right.
We should know what that whole process is. Everybody should know what the process is, that's all.
Sure.
So we can prepare for it one way or the other.
You want to know what the procedure is.
Procedure, right.
That's what I said 20 minutes ago. We should bring a lawyer in to tell us how it's supposed to work.
So can we have one of the county attorneys come to the next meeting?
I'm not at the mic. I did go in there to see if Colin is here, but he left already.
Okay.
So at the September meeting,
October,
we need to tell him ahead of time.
Yes.
He's the one that's assigned here to come to that meeting.
We would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will have two new members, hopefully, and we will have the attorney here so we could ask him questions. I think he's more familiarized with us, and we're more familiarized.
And they need to be in contact with the Committee on Open Government because there's a conflicting look on the way you read it. And yes, sometimes they look at the Charter Commission one way for whatever reason, or it depends on the setup of the Charter Review, okay? It could be, as Nadia said, we're just a group, and we can do what we want, or we come under more of their purview. So I need, they have to do the research.
I think in Ulster County, because what Nadia was trying to say, they did come more under a purview where they had different powers.
That's up to the county attorney to ask the Committee on Open Government.
The county attorney and the legislature giving them that permission.
The Committee on Open Government should give us a straight answer more than anybody else. That's all.
Okay. Anything else? Anyone on Zoom have any suggestions or comments? Hello?
No, just being kind, people. We just take 40 minutes on...
On what?
3 minutes into this meeting, no?
I don't hear what you're saying, Maureen. Did you feel we wasted 40 minutes?
I don't feel we wasted. I think there's a better way of having this.
Did we adopt the minutes?
No, we will.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. Thank you for that. Is talking remotely to tell us we wasted some time as you're sipping cocktails somewhere. Yes, Ken.
Hey, this is hard work.
Yes, Paul. Anyone else have anything to say? Do you think there's anything we should cover today? Anyone? George? John?
Oh. No.
Camille?
I have a question.
Ben?
I have a question, Bill.
Yes.
Are you going to be sending out, emailing everybody the stuff that I emailed you and John?
Yeah, sure.
And
But I think I have to wait till we have our new members. When they're going to be appointed tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. And also, I will send you, I will email you Ulster's charter. This way you can read through that and do a comparison.
And any other counties with charters, not just counties.
I will reach out to Orange, being that I'm there, so I'll reach out to them. And I don't know what other.
I just think it's a waste to go through some stuff today when we know two other people are going to be here at the next meeting.
Yeah, you don't want them to
be that
far behind.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's just how I feel. I think that we're all familiar right now, and I think we have a good active body here. And I think we're all knowledgeable of what our mission is and what our assignment is. It's just that we know that two other people are coming in here. It's difficult for us, you know. And also, yes, Maureen.
Our next meeting, I'm sorry, our next meeting is actually October. So Thursday we'll get two members, but we won't get one vote.
She's drinking too much cocktails. What'd you say?
I didn't understand a word of that.
Get the microphone a little closer, please.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
The microphone's probably down at the base.
Okay. So on Thursday, legislators will pick two people, will appoint two people. But our next meeting is not till October. I just want to clarify.
That's correct.
Okay.
Because we decided that.
Okay.
That was
the other point.
Yes. So hopefully... The new two members, and one of them is an attorney.
I know Bill real well. He's a personal friend of mine. His wife actually is one of my students, ran track for me. I know him very well.
Yeah. So, Bill.
We do need to approve the minutes. We
are.
We
are.
That, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to finish all this. Okay.
I thought you were wrapping it up.
No, I'm not wrapping it up. I just want to wrap up this discussion. Anything else on this discussion? Okay. Let's approve the minutes.
I have a correction on C3.07 for clarification. After in the 1, 2, 3 third line down, after the name Ed, please insert Commissioner of DPW.
Okay.
Because then they'll know what position he holds within our government.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do we hear that when we take the minutes? It's as long as it went through. Okay, anything else that we have, any comments? Commissioners? No more commissioner comments? Public have any comment? Do you have any comment? What you think of the meeting?
Let's stick to the adoption of the minutes.
I'd just like to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought the minutes were very well done. Whoever did them, I really appreciate
it. That's the only thing I would do to correct it, make it more.
Yeah, it was good to read it.
Clarify it.
Help remind me what we had done, where we were going. I appreciate
and that. And we can also listen to the minutes on the county website.
Oh, okay.
So the minutes are there. So
I move we adopt the minutes with the insertion of Commissioner of DPW.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Everyone voted in favor. Okay. Anything else? Nothing else? Do we want to adjourn? Who makes a motion?
I move.
Make a motion.
We'll make a motion.
I move to adjourn.
Name of the
Are we accept what?
Here for half the meeting.
Oh, no, we accepted the minutes already. Oh, you didn't accept it? To adjourn.
To adjourn.
Unless you have comments.
Adjourn?
Do you have any comments?
Let me make that motion.
Here we go.
Okay.
Go
for it.
I'm still catching up on the... when you talk, I read it. So I have to catch up.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That's it? We're done.
All right.
See everyone in October. Have a nice rest of the summer. Enjoy your...
And we'll know whether
we
can Zoom by
then. Yes.
Just in case I'm not...
Thank you.
So we'll know if we could Zoom.
Appreciate it.
We're going to know that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll know tomorrow... We still have to have a quorum here.
We have to have quorum?
We must have 5 members to be at a meeting if we Zoom. We still must have 5 members at a quorum to be an official meeting. So...
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Thank okay.
Hi, Nadia.
Take care, Nadia.
See you later.
Oh, we have to shut off the... shut this off.
I'll get it.
Yeah. Oh, good. Karen's right. Going to shut off the minutes. There's going to be a gap in the minutes now.
There you go.
We have to turn it off.
Thanks, Bill, for setting this up.